brought to you by Penguin.
Twilight of Democracy, The Seductive Lure of Authoritarianism. This is the author, Anne Applebaum. Our age is indeed the age of the intellectual organization of political hatreds. It will be one of its chief claims to notice in the moral history of humanity. Julien Benda, La Trahison des Clercs, 1927. We must accept the fact that this kind of rebellion against modernity lies latent in Western society. Its confused, fantastic program, its irrational and unpolitical rhetoric, embodies aspirations just as genuine as the aspirations in other and more familiar movements of reform. Fritz Stern, The Politics of Cultural Despair, 1961. Chapter 1. New Year's Eve. On December 31st, 1999, we threw a party. It was the end of one millennium and the start of a new one, and people very much wanted to celebrate, preferably somewhere exotic. Our party fulfilled that criterion. We held it at Chobielen, a small manor house in northwest Poland that my husband and his parents had purchased a decade earlier for the price of the bricks, when it was a mildewed, uninhabitable ruin, unrenovated since the previous occupants fled the Red Army in 1945. We had restored the house, or most of it, though very slowly. It was not exactly finished in 1999, but it did have a new roof, as well as a large, freshly painted, and completely unfurnished salon, perfect for a party. The guests were various, journalist friends from London and Moscow, a few junior diplomats based in Warsaw, two friends who flew over from New York. But most of them were Poles, friends of ours and colleagues of my husband, Radek Sikorski, who was then a deputy foreign minister in a center-right Polish government. There were some local friends, some of Radek's school friends, and a large group of cousins. A handful of youngish Polish journalists came too, none then particularly famous, along with a few civil servants and one or two very junior members of the government. You could have lumped the majority of us, roughly, in the general category of what Poles call the right, the conservatives, the anti-communists. But at that moment in history, you might also have called most of us liberals, free market liberals, classical liberals, maybe Thatcherites. Even those who might have been less definite about the economics did believe in democracy, in the rule of law, in checks and balances, and in a Poland that was a member of NATO and on its way to joining the European Union, the EU, a Poland that was an integrated part of modern Europe. In the 1990s, that was what being on the right meant. As parties go, it was a little scrappy. There was no such thing as catering in rural Poland in the 1990s, so my mother-in-law and I made vats of beef stew and roasted beets. There were no hotels either, so our 100-odd guests stayed in local farmhouses or with friends in the nearby town. I kept a list of who was staying where, but a couple of people still wound up sleeping on the floor in the basement. Late in the evening, we set off fireworks, cheap ones made in China, which had just become widely available and were probably extremely dangerous. The music, on cassette tapes, made in an era before Spotify, created the only serious cultural divide of the evening. The songs that my American friends remembered from college were not the same as the songs that the Poles remembered from college, so it was hard to get everybody to dance at the same time. At one point, I went upstairs, learned that Boris Yeltsin had resigned, wrote a brief column for a British newspaper, then went back downstairs and had another glass of wine. At about 3 o'clock in the morning, one of the wackier Polish guests pulled a small pistol out of her handbag and shot blanks into the air out of sheer exuberance. It was that kind of party. It lasted all night, continued into brunch the following afternoon, and was in
sample complete. Ready to continue?